This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
This week, Nashville is hosting a kind of Grand Ole Opry for people in the postal industry. I'm sure there will be some music, but the focus will be on the future of what is, behind Walmart and the federal government, the third largest employer in America. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
After more than a decade of belt tightening, the Postal Service is starting to add jobs and increase hours. But long-term financial problems threaten the stability associated with the Postal Service job. Rick Geddes at Cornell University wrote a book on the USPS.
The days when a person could start off in the Postal Service and be assured that for the next 30 years, they were going to have this pretty steady job doing kind of the same thing is probably over.
A lot of the red ink comes from debt and pre-funding retirement benefits.
Today we're looking at unfunded liabilities that are about 125% more than their revenue in 2015, and we don't see that getting better anytime soon.
That's Lori Rectanis, who researches the post office at the Government Accountability Office. But new partnerships are slowly increasing revenues.
It's a $69 billion entity. It's bringing in good money. It's trying to become efficient.
The GAO says unless things improve, retirement benefits for workers could be at risk. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.